Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm John Myers. Rachel Miro is on assignment. In less than 2 months, voters will weigh in on a series of ballot measures designed to help balance the state budget. But if the votes were cast today, 5 of the 6 ballot measures might be rejected. That's the finding of a new poll from the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. Less than half the voters surveyed approve of Propositions 1A through 1E. Those measures cover everything from a new cap on state government spending to borrowing billions of dollars from Wall Street against future revenues from the California lottery. Pollster Mark Baldessari says the only measure with obvious support is Proposition 1F. That would block lawmaker pay hikes when the state runs a deficit.
Well, that's popular among Democrats, independents, Republicans. It doesn't really do much necessarily to help our current budget situation, but it fits in very well with the fact that you've got only 18% of likely voters today saying that they approve of the job the legislature is doing.
Governor Schwarzenegger is the main supporter of the 6 measures, but that fact might not help the campaign in support, as the new poll shows the governor's job approval rating at only 33%, a new low among likely voters. This week in Paris, top European and American climate change experts met to brainstorm responses to global warming. The meeting was partly organized by Stanford University and will help lay the groundwork for a new climate change agreement to replace the current Kyoto protocols. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley has more for our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
At the end of this year in Copenhagen, Denmark, the world will come together to formulate a new plan to fight climate change. Until then, the best and the brightest on the subject will gather in cities across the world to help lay the foundations for that new agreement. One of the biggest lessons from Kyoto, says Robert Stavins, director of the Harvard University Environmental Economic Program, is that this time around the whole world needs to be on board.
These are going to be the first international meetings in a very long time in which the United States will participate in meaningful ways. The Obama administration clearly has a very different perspective on global climate change, both domestically and for participating in the international regime.
Even though the Bush administration was a holdout in climate talks, all along California and other states were busy laying their own groundwork. In France, Californians are well known for their ecological conscientiousness. Mary Nichols, chair of the California Air Resources Board, says France and California, with their similar-sized economies and common interests like technology and wine, never stopped exchanging ideas. She's taking notes on the recent traffic restrictions in downtown Paris.
City planning. This is an area where California is really beginning now to venture. Because of the concern about climate change, the state of California is now actively beginning to impose limits on the amount of growth in traffic that we're going to be able to allow.
At a lunchtime break, Brice Lalonde, France's climate change negotiator, shows up. Lalonde says it's good to see America's climate experts move from think tanks to the White House. He says the world needs their can-do attitude in the uphill struggle ahead.
You know, the United States has always been a sort of an entrepreneur country with a lot of optimism. You know, they believe in technology. They believe you can find a way to do it. And that sort of spirit, we need it.
There is no doubt that global warming is happening now, say these experts. But at least most of the world is finally working together in an effort to limit its disasters. For the California Report, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Back here at home, more than 500,000 acres of California wilderness will soon get special protection. That's thanks to a package of bills passed by Congress yesterday, as L.A. Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The so-called Omnibus Land Management Act represents the biggest increase in protection for California wilderness in more than 15 years, 700,000 acres worth. Sam Goldman is the California Wilderness Coordinator for the Wilderness Society.
The legislation will protect some of the most critical habitats for threatened species and protect amazing resources for recreation, for hiking, camping, and fishing for future generations. So we're thrilled.
105 miles of rivers and streams will be protected under the bill, including the troubled San Joaquin River. The bill includes a landmark settlement to restore water and salmon populations after the river's flow was all but cut off almost 70 years ago by the Friant Dam near Fresno.
With every mile, more water is diverted off, and eventually, literally, the river just runs right into the ground.
Monty Schmidt works for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Our long-term goal is to try to restore an average run of 30,000 fish.
In addition to river habitat, 200,000 acres of Mojave Desert will be protected. The Wildlife Conservancy's April Saul says that's desert that will now be off-limits to energy companies that are planning hundreds of renewable energy projects for the region.
The bigger issue is that there's this feeding frenzy going on, and they just want as much land as possible, and that's not acceptable. And so this is really just another step in trying to work out the conversation of where renewable energy projects are suitable.
But some critics of the bill think areas like the Mojave Desert are better suited for energy projects and new transmission.
How many acres of the Mojave Desert can you look at before you get bored of looking at them?
Jonathan Tolman is an energy expert with the conservative think tank Competitive Enterprise Institute.
If environmentalists are arguing that we should move away from coal or nuclear, these other energy sources, and move towards things like solar and wind, then arguably, why can't you do that in the Mojave Desert?
The bill will also protect large chunks of wilderness in the Eastern Sierra and in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Both California Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein worked on the Senate versions of the bill. It'll be one of the first pieces of environmental protection legislation to appear on President Obama's desk. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
And Rob has more on the clash between efforts to save wilderness and develop renewable energy on our website, californiareport.org/climatewatch. And that's the California Report for Thursday, March 26th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Myers. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company founded in California more than 125 years ago, helping fuel California's way of life. More information is available at chevron.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Charitable Auto Resources, supporting nonprofits in California and nationwide through vehicle donations at www.donationprogram.info.